we're preparing something to feed the people. And everything that happens, it's like it's just being inputted. And you begin to study and you begin to see what he preaches more. I've never seen it like that. That was incredible. I'll never be the same because of that message. I want to be covered by the redeeming power of the blood of the Lamb. I want to be right. I want to make it to heaven. I don't want to be a cast off, left out. I want to be pure and holy. This miracle that we're looking at this morning is a compliment to four forgotten men. Four men who you never really hear preached about or talked about. Men who went far beyond the call of duty to get their friend who was in need into the presence of the Master. What are we going to do to get our friends in the presence of God? What do we do on a daily basis to invite somebody to the house of God? You can have the best preaching, the best singing, which we have the best singing, the musicians, top notch. Sunday school teachers, top notch. World class facilities, world class services. And I'm proud of that. But unless you are here to receive the word of God, you missed it. You've got to be there. You've got to be there. So if they're not here, how can they be fed? So these four men, they take their friend to where Jesus is. Miracles sometimes demand that others take the initiative on our behalf to make the opportunity for the miraculous available. The miracle demanded teamwork. Look at your neighbor and say, you're part of the team. You're part of the team. We're on a team. We're on the same team. Everybody and everyone in this service today is part of a team effort that will open up a hole in the enemy's defenses. We are all worshipers. We are all worshipers. You might not play an instrument. You might never stand behind this pulpit and preach, but we are all worshipers. We all have a voice. We all can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We are all worshipers. You're a worshiper. I'm a worshiper. He's a worshiper. She's a worshiper. We are worshipers. We are all praise leaders. And sometimes it just takes somebody stepping out and saying, God, you're the center of my life. And then it starts happening here and here and here and here. And the power of God begins to fall. And you begin to feel the presence of God. At this very moment, when that happens, you have a choice. Praise God. Ooh, we're having a good service today. God is so good. Yeah. Oh, you look so nice this morning. Boy, they can sure play and sing. God, I just hope you'll touch me sometime. God, if you would just do a work in my life. You know, these crazy people at this church, you see them out in that aisle. Can you believe that? I don't understand what they're saying. Oh, yeah. And you'll get up at the end of service. Good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you for coming. Good to see you. And you'll walk out and you'll go get in your car and you'll go home and your heart is still broken and your life is still messed up and you're still confused and you're still living in shame and hurt and pain. When all you would have had to do, oh God, I feel your presence. God, you're the center. God, here I am. God, I give my heart to you this morning. God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost. I thank you for a church of relationship and peace and joy. God, I want that peace in my life. I want that joy in my life. God, now you know about these barriers I'm facing and these doors that are locked. God, you make a way. You open the door. I'm doing my part. I'm tearing off the roof. I'm coming down in the middle of the situation. Now, God, you take control. You take control. You take control. And when you do that, you will see and experience the miraculous. And then you can go out with a smile on your face and the joy of the Lord and a peace beyond all understanding. Sometimes it's just hard to explain. Sometimes you just gotta do it. Let the redeemed say so. You just got to say it for yourself. I am more than a conqueror. I can live for God. I am going to be victorious. I am going to make it. I'm going to live with peace in my home and joy. Communication. Break down the doors. Break down the doors. Get the barriers out of the way. And experience the miraculous. We're on the same team. We're in this together. Together we can make a difference. Jesus declared in Matthew 16 and 18 that he would build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, gates are a line of defense. It's a defensive weapon. It doesn't move out on an offense. It's a barrier. Gates are immobile. They stand firm and strong. But according to Jesus, we can come against the gates of hell. What I'm simply saying today is that worship defies doors and breaks down strongholds of the enemy, the devil. And it helps us to experience the miraculous. We are all worshipers. Say it with me. I'm a worshiper. I'm a worshiper. United praise makes a hole in the enemy's defense. When this church unites in praise and in worship, we create a hole for sinners to be saved and for saints to be victorious. Hallelujah. Worship, 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 worship. Praise is beautiful to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Worship. Our united praise brings healing to the hurting, hope to the hopeless, and miracles to the masses. United praise in one mind and one accord. United praise will tear down walls of divisiveness and break away any kind of bitterness or hate or anger. You begin to praise God. You begin to let all that up. That's why he said, I lay down the spirit of heaviness. Pick up the garments of praise. You're leaving all that stuff behind you. Don't worry about it. Let God take it. Let God take it. Let God take it. It'll deliver the depressed. As a matter of fact, united praise will shake the heavens. Hallelujah. The angels in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. Pretty awesome. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Let me tell you this morning, when there is united and there is a united effort of praise, sinners begin to acknowledge, and we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we begin to acknowledge the presence of God, and you will begin to see your dirty, rotten sin state, and things that didn't bug you will begin to bug you, and you realize that's wrong and that'll put me in hell. I don't want to do that anymore. Then flew one of these seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. There is a plan of salvation. There is a plan of salvation. You've got to repent. You've got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You've got to be full of the Holy Ghost. You've got to let Jesus into your heart and your life. His mercy, His love, His grace is everlasting. His truth endureth forever. You can make it as a Christian. The victory that some experience, the deliverance they receive, would not be possible without the united efforts of praise that create a hole in the enemy's rooftop. What am I getting at? I'm getting at, even if you come Tuesday night, next Sunday, and you don't feel like getting up and praising God, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Just by you stepping out by faith, you're like one of those four men carrying that cart. You're making a way. You're making a way for somebody else to be able to get into the presence of God. Maybe they can't do it on their own. Maybe they are spiritually paralyzed. But you're getting them and you're ushering in the presence of God. You are. You are. And that is important. All throughout Scripture. Check this out. Jehoshaphat and his army never threw a spear or unsheathed a sword, but they won the victory through singing praises to God. They sent the worshipers out. Yeah. Gideon and the 300 men never raised a hand in battle, but they blew the trumpets. They blew the trumpets, and it caused the enemy to flee and to turn on one another. Oh yeah, that's how my God works. What I'm trying to tell you today, that our united praise will tear down the enemy's strongholds and blow a hole in his defense. It will make it possible not only for you, but somebody that's sitting around you to be ushered in to the presence and power of God Almighty. We can break down the very gates of hell if we will unite in worship and in praise, in one mind and one accord together. We can create an atmosphere for the miraculous. For the miraculous. We can tear down the enemy's camp, his strongholds, and usher in a mighty revival. Moses and Israel, I'm coming to a close. Moses and Israel, because of their worship, a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle where Moses and the children of Israel were. In Exodus 40 and 35, Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of God. I want God's glory to fill this temple. I want God's glory to fill you. Would to God that this church would break forth in such a united effort of praise, that it would just overtake our service, that the preacher couldn't get up and even preach because the power and glory of God was just so thick, like it was for Moses. Then we look at Solomon's temple, 2 Chronicles 5:13. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one mind, one accord. Not, well, I sing better than you. Well, I play better than you. Hey, honey, you probably do sing and play better than me, but I'm here to make a joyful noise unto God. I'm here to do the best I can. I do it humbly and with honor that I'm able to lift my voice and say, Jesus, be
be the center of my life. Be the center of everything about me. Trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good." Does anybody here testify that God is good? Yes, he is. "For his mercy endureth forever." That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Let the glory fill your life. You want to break down doors, defy doors, break down barriers, and experience the miraculous? Let the glory become a worshiper. Begin to worship in spirit and in truth. Let your worship be heard. Let it be seen. Let it be felt. Yeah. You know, you can stand by somebody and feel, you don't have to stand by them. You can look at somebody and feel their attitude. Hey, I like that man. Hey, he needs prayer. There was a lady sat in front of us this week. We knew she was crazy when she walked in. She had a little smile on her face. Ugly as a sack of rocks, Lord forgive me. But she had an attitude about her. She wanted everybody to see her. She sat in her seat, woo! The whole time. And Sister Evelyn sitting right behind her. Woo! Attitude. It's contagious. It's contagious. Enthusiasm is infectious. It's infectious. People feel your joy. People feel your warmth. People feel it. They see it. They sense it. That's why when you walk around Walmart, have a smile on your face. "Hey, how are you?" "I'm doing great. Fixed to spend $100 on this little basket with 5 items, but I'm doing great. I can do it." Attitude. It's infectious. People in this community, people in our surrounding, they feel, they see, they hear, they watch. They watch. You know, we left, we went back to the hotel. Would you believe that crazy woman followed us all the way back to the hotel? Her entire group that sat in front of us, they were staying at the same hotel. I'm glad she was nice. She wasn't nice to look at, but she was nice inside. It don't matter what's out here. It matters what's in here. All of this out here will be fixed when you get this right in here. When you let God's glory fill the inside, then the outside will take care of itself. Amen. If you can get them to the house of God and get them at harvest time works, I'm telling you, they're going to feel our love. They're going to feel our joy. They're going to feel our unity. That's why from the first note to the last note, it's so important that we are all worshipers. Worship, 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 praise, praise, praise. It ushers in the very presence of God. And when these men, they walk up to the building where Jesus is talking and preaching the word, and they see it's packed, they don't turn around and leave. They do what we're not willing to do. They climb the building, cut a hole to get to the presence of God. What's it going to take to get you in the presence of God? Maybe you can't do it for yourself. But when a brother and a sister tries to help you, let them lower you down. He wasn't sitting there saying, "Hey, don't you drop me down that hole. That's a big fall." He was willing. Get me to the Master. Get me to the King. Get me to the Healer. Get me to the miracle working power of God. Faith. I'm closing. Brother Brian. Faith is more than a stab in the right direction. It is a determined invasion to get what is already rightfully yours. You've got to have a determination about you. I was with the man the other day. We were trying to plant some seed in the ground. And I saw determination on him. And as I watched, my heart began to bubble inside. I thought, wow, God, I want to live every moment of my life determined like that. The spreader broke. That's okay. We tried to fix it. Didn't work. That's okay. We're going to spread it by hand. Like the kilt me. But I wasn't going to quit. Because the leader, the master, was determined. And because I saw his determination, I became more determined. I'm going to stick it out whether it kills me. He don't have to eat. He don't have to drink. I do. But I'm going to make it. And when you get so determined in your life and focused in your life, no matter, devil, what you throw at me, no matter what comes my way, I'm determined. I'm going to get the job done. And when I leave here today, I'm going to be victorious. And I'm going to know that I've planted God's love and mercy and peace and Holy Ghost in my heart. When you plant something, you don't just throw seed. You've got to break up the ground. My prayer for you this morning is that God would just till your heart up. Not tear it up, till it up. Cultivate. Make it where it's receptive to the Word of God. Could I tell you simply this morning, Jesus loves you? Could I tell you that His mercy is here for you? Can I tell you He died for you? And there is a way that you can get to Him. It takes action on your part. I wonder if you'd stand all over the building with me. Right where you are. Matthew 15, it talks about, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. Evil thoughts, evil words, evil deeds. Any one of those three and you will not make it to heaven. So we've got to till up our heart. We've got to ask God to forgive us of our sins. So right where you are, I want you just to lift your hands and ask God, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, forgive me for any evil thought I've ever had. Forgive me for any evil word I've ever spoken. Forgive me for any evil deed I've ever done. Wash me in your blood. Lord, I want to defy doors. I want to break barriers. I want to experience the miraculous. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. I want that gift. I want that power and that comfort and that glory in my life. God, I honor you with all of my heart this morning. Come on, ask Him. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me. Now, right where you're at, ask Him, Lord, fill me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Fill me with this power from on high. Fill me, oh God, with your presence. Lord, I want peace in my life. I want joy in my life. I give you my heart right now, Jesus.